Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next... Well, I'll be here for 2 hours. Community Connections will be going for the next 3 hours. Between 2 and 3, we'll have Michael from the council in to tell us what's going on from the council point of view. Between 1 and 2, we've got our private investigator, Peter, coming in to tell us what he's been up to. We send him away with a bit of homework, and we'll find out the answer to that. But first of all, it's my pleasure to introduce Cheryl. Now, Cheryl's with the Koa Community Cafe down there in Warburton. First of all, welcome, Cheryl.
Thanks for having me, Alan.
Not a problem. Now, first of all, I just have to make a disclaimer. Cheryl did invite me down to their cafe last Thursday night, where I partook of a meal with them all down there and got to find out about it. But I've got to say, I paid a donation towards my food. So I don't do interviews because people give me an enticement. I'm not allowed to do that anyway. Having got that out of the way, Cheryl, I want to talk about the community cafe because there's quite a bit, and certainly having been there, I want to find out a bit more about it. But something that struck me when I first got there and having spoken to you, that's not your only activity. I thought the community cafe was your only activity.
No, we've really... It used to be our key activity.
Yep. And probably still is your key, is it?
It's definitely a sort of focal point.
Yep.
But we definitely do lots more now. So we have a craft day on Fridays, which runs every Friday.
What sort of time, Matt? Sure.
That's kind of mid morning through to early afternoon.
When you say craft, that could cover a lot of things. What sort of things?
Yeah, so we get a bunch of regulars. It's really an opportunity to get together and have some chats and social time.
Yep.
And people bring in whatever they're working on, really, and just sort of...
Are we talking about knitting, crocheting, or what
yeah,
sort of
I
things
think,
are we
I think
about?
Lots of different things. Whatever your craft thing is, you can bring it in and do it with others around you. So rather than just at home.
I'm still trying to find out a little bit more about that. Like, do you get guys in there, or are they only women? And if they're guys, do they bring in their models they're putting together, or what happens there?
I believe we do get some guys.
Yep.
It's probably the percentage is a bit more geared towards the women.
Yep.
But there are some guys that attend.
Yep.
And it's not one that I've kind of spent a lot of time attending myself, so yep. I really couldn't attest to specifically what craft is happening there.
Right.
But I do understand it's kind of like it can be knitting, it might be crocheting, a bit of painting, that sort of thing. Whatever you like to do, you can bring it in and do it with others instead of just be at home
sitting
alone.
At home by yourself.
Yeah.
And we talk a lot about being connected rather than being sitting at home. Now, you have other programs. I know for a start,
yeah,
you've got a library.
Yes, we've got our library.
So tell us a bit about the library. Is it a case of you bring a book, you take a book home, do you pay for it? Is it only sort of like the municipal library where you've got it for a month or something? I mean, what's the school or how's that work?
It's a little bit looser than how the library works, and I would say not particularly rule-based. We've got heaps of books. We get lots of book donations.
Yeah.
And you can just come and grab a book and there's no due date. You don't have to return it.
So if you get a book you really like, you can keep that?
Yeah, look, it just kind of works fairly organically, I would say. We certainly have plenty. We get them replenished quite often.
Yep.
And so we don't really keep tabs on who takes the books, and you're always welcome to make a donation when you grab a book, but
if you can,
our philosophy is that's just not it's not required.
Yep. Other programs?
Yeah, we have the pantry.
I was hoping you bring that up. Yep.
Yeah. So any food that we don't use for our cafe programs, we keep in the pantry, and whenever our center is open, people can come in and grab some things from the pantry. We usually have a bunch of different fresh foods. We've been getting a lot of bread lately, and usually some fruit and vegetables, other items that we might get from supermarket donations.
Right. So somebody comes into the pantry. Do they have to prove that they can't afford to buy them? Do they have to make a donation, or can they just make a donation if they can afford it?
Only if they can afford to, and if they're able to, and no one's keeping tabs on anything. So nobody
says to them, well, you've got to be able to tell us why you can't afford it.
Absolutely not. No, it's very discreet. You come in, if there's something there that tickles your fancy, you can take it. No one's kind of keeping tabs on anything.
I must admit, when I was there Thursday night, I saw a couple of people go in and get them. I never bothered to keep an eye on them after they'd got the stuff to see whether they donated or not. So I just assumed that you come in if you can afford to pay. And I suppose we should mention that too, because I was a bit under misapprehension, and I've just told you that off air, because I thought I was going to find heaps of homeless people that were really doing it tough. Apart from, there were no doubt tables of people that often come, but there were also, and you shouldn't judge them, but by the looks of them, they mightn't have been able to afford a whole lot. But nobody asks you when you walk in, can you afford, or nobody asks you for any money, do they?
No, we have, we've got a box that is available to pop a donation in if you can. No pressure to do that. During the COVID times, we acquired a Square payment system, so we can accept cards as well. It's available to for people to put a donation in, but really that's sort of not how we continue to run. We're not sort of relying on those donations at the door. We have to do other
forms. So do you have any other programs?
Yeah. A newer one is what we are calling Monday Morsels.
And tell me what that is. Sounds good.
Yeah, it is really good. So that's between 10 and 2. And one of our chefs, Nina, has been running that. We've had some grant funding to keep that going. And, yeah, it's a brekkie, kind of like...
a brunch.
Yeah, brekkie brunch thing. We have a fairly decent menu, and you just sort of pop an order in. And, yeah, she's, you know, utilising the stuff that we have in the pantry. And, yeah, she's very creative. She comes up with some lovely brunchy things.
Sounds terrific. I've got to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more. And as when we get towards the 1 o'clock news, Cheryl will give you some contact details, where they are and all sorts of stuff, because it's not quite where I thought it was going to be. It's out the back a little bit. But Cheryl will give you all the details.
I've been rehearsing under the moon, but I ain't got nobody to hear my song. I'm just humming to myself. I got the place, got the time, I got a lot of low words that rhyme, but I ain't got nobody to hear my song. I'm just humming. Guess it just had to be. Won't somebody listen to me? I got the words, got the tune. I've been rehearsing under the moon, got nobody to hear my song. I'm just humming to myself. Just has to be. somebody, listen to me. I got the place, got the time. I got a lot of love, words that rhyme. But I ain't got nobody to hear my song. I'm just humming to myself. No, I ain't got nobody to hear my song. I'm just humming to myself.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And I'm talking to Cheryl from the Coa Community Cafe. I've got to ask you, first of all, Cheryl, why the name Coa? Is that got some sort of significance? I'll bet it does.
Yeah, it's, I believe, a Maori word.
Right.
And it means like an offering.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And our president, who was the person who created Koha back in a long time ago now, I think we've been going for 16 years.
Right, yep.
Yeah, she was the one that thought that was an appropriate name.
All right. Now, I've told the listeners I paid or I donated, so I can talk about what happened Thursday night. So one of the first things that amazed me, apart from the fact that I've told you that I thought it was aimed at a different cohort, I've got to be very honest with that, but the other thing that I noticed was when I came in, there was a very young boy, well, I'm not going to use names, who was there to, I suppose, welcome me and do whatever. Then when I went to get a soup, and we're going to talk about the menu, because, pardon me, because it was a three-course meal. If that's what you wanted, you could have what you wanted. But there was a young guy, I don't know whether you're calling me boy or a young man, probably more a boy, who was serving soup. And then when we went out to, it was time to get the sweets, I was absolutely amazed, because people tell you that young people aren't interested in volunteering, and that's why things aren't happening. But I found out in there was probably five or six girls, which I would suspect were high school girls, who were helping prepare the sweets and also serving the sweets. So I'm amazed that you've got young people, because everybody tells me you can't get, you know, young people are very selfish, and I didn't say that. I'm saying people have said that to me, and they won't volunteer. So how do you get your volunteers? Because I was really impressed that you had these young people.
Yeah, look, I'm super impressed as well, and it amazes me how many young people we have that are volunteering their time.
Yep.
Simone's our volunteer coordinator, and she does a great job of keeping everybody sort of on the roster and sort of advertising that sort of role. I think with the young ones, it's word of mouth. They just love coming in.
Can I just ask you, and I'm going to particularly talk about these young girls, not for any other reason, because it proves my point. Are they studying hospitality at school, or they just, so that it's not, I'm trying to get at, are they doing it because they more or less have to, or are they doing it because they just want to do it?
No, they're doing it because they want to. Yeah, they just, I think it's an opportunity for them to hang out with each other on a Thursday night and do something that's really great for the community.
Yep.
They may or may not be studying something relevant at school. Right. It's not because they have to.
Right. I just want to ask you this, though, too, that once you've got a bunch of girls now, I don't know what year they were, and none of that's my business, but when they move on, do you find that they say to their friends, hey, you want to get, do they all come from the same sort of school? And so they're all saying, hey, this is a great gig.
Yeah, I'd say most of our volunteers at the moment are from the local Upper Yarra Secondary College.
Yep.
But the young one on the front door is not even at high school yet.
He's
in grade six, which, and he's not. Yeah, I think he's been volunteering for a couple of years already. So,
has he?
Yeah.
How long? Let's just talk about the boy that's doing the soup and the girls doing the sweets, because I'm really intrigued about this, how you can get these young people. How long do they normally stay with you? Is it only a year and then they move on? Because I understand when they start getting to year 11 and 12, like, things get pretty hard.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yep. They probably start coming year 8, year 9. Right. And I would say typically stick around for a couple of years, and then we start to see a bit of attrition once year 11 and 12 kicks in. So,
and then particularly boys discover girls and girls discover boys.
We've also had a few romances that have formed at Koha. I won't mention any names, but we've definitely had some romances through that, and maybe that's part of the attraction to coming along as well.
Well, I can't top that. I've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Talking to Cheryl from the Koha Community Cafe. Now, obviously, there were a lot of meals prepared already on the night, so there's obviously quite a bit of preparation. They're obviously not prepared by the young people on the night. So who prepares those, and where do you get those volunteers from, if they are volunteers?
Yeah, we certainly have a bunch of volunteers in the background. Yep. And we do food preparation on Wednesdays and Thursdays during the day.
So they're an older cohort of...
Yeah, unfortunately we can't tap into the high school students during school hours.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
I think there'd be some issues with that.
Yep.
And, yeah, we have a really consistent group of volunteers on those 2 days, and they're led by our chef for the week. So we've got two chefs that we employ, so they're paid roles.
Yep.
We've got Lily Beth and Nina, and either whoever's doing the Thursday night dinner will guide those helpers on the Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Now, we should just talk about the meal, because it's an amazing meal, and some organisations, and like, let's face it, all organisations are starved of money, whether we like it or not. We can spend billions on all sorts of rubbish. But anyway, I'm not going to go there because that gets political. But first of all, do you get any funding, ongoing funding?
Yeah, we do get some funding through the council.
Yep.
And then we're always trying to source grants to keep things going.
Yep.
And then we also do fundraising.
So you don't have like a state government that puts any money into it?
We have had some funding in that through that sort of channel, but it's not a sort of regular thing from a state government thing, no.
It's not ongoing. We've covered that. Now, first of all, on the night, when I got there, I thought it was probably going to be sandwiches or something like that, because that's what some of these organisations can afford to put. It was a three-course meal. It was soup. You could have as much of that as you liked. The main course, I think there was about six different varieties, and nearly everybody had a bit of everything, and I certainly did, but it was probably too much. And then there was about five or six desserts. So we're not talking about a low-cost meal here. We're talking about a pretty decent meal. And I'm thinking particularly of if you are homeless or you know, homeless people. I mean, they're going to get a really good meal that's going to set them up for a couple of days, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's a really substantial, nutritious meal. It's vegetarian. Probably should flag that.
I'm not a vegetarian normally, but it doesn't hurt now and again.
Oh, it doesn't hurt at all. And, usually we have a really good variety of different types of dishes. There's normally a curry or two.
Love the curry. I love curry.
Some veggies. There's often sort of like a vegetarian shepherd's pie. Yep.
How can you do a vegetarian shepherd's pie?
Lentils.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've never had one because, I'm not a vegetarian, and I thought a shepherd pie was just meat and potato.
Yeah, I think the bulk where the meat replacement is like a lentil mix. It's very nice. Yeah.
And some people tell me, and I've got a daughter who's a vegetarian, and she says at times you can't pick the difference between some of the substitutes. I can't see how that can possibly be, but she says you wouldn't pick some of them aren't meat that.
Yeah. And it's, I guess we don't do the sort of disguise it as meat thing.
Yep.
It's very nutritious. It's filling. I think I said when I was here last time, if you leave Koha feeling hungry, that's on you.
Oh, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. And then apart from the fact that you had so many for the main course, I think there was at least five or six sweets that you could have.
Yeah, you have to leave room for the desserts. They're usually pretty good.
And you can only have one. But I don't say you people say that you can only have one, but once you've eaten one, there's no room for any more.
Yeah.
All right, I've got to take one. Before we do go, you were saying before that you do offer a catering service too, in and out. So how does that work? Tell me about that, please.
Yep. So we can host people in the venue itself and hire out the venue for functions.
Yep. Can I just ask, for the listeners, when they hire it, is that a vegetarian meal too, or can they specify what they want?
They can specify what they want for that.
Yeah.
I'm off the top of my head not sure what the arrangement has been for recent ones, but we can do, I think generally when we are providing the catering, it's a vegetarian meal normally.
Yep.
But we have people come in. We've got a few of the local primary schools that have their end of year function with us, and and that's certainly not vegetarian. So yeah, it's the Thursday night and the Monday morsels are.
Yep.
But catering is a bit broader.
So when you say you do, like they can you can cater in house, are there any restrictions on the days? Like can I have them the weekends, or are there any restrictions on when they can come?
Yeah, we host lots of functions on the weekends. We do have some regular bookings, so we hire out our space for. We've got a theatre group that use the space. I think there's a Lego group running as well, like lots of different things.
Yep.
So as long as it's available in the calendar, then it's available for hire.
All right. Now, that's catering, but also do you cater off-site?
Yes.
So if someone's got a function somewhere else, you can do catering too?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've done a few local events recently as well where we maybe cook it up in our kitchen and
take it out.
Send it out. Or
when you do that, is there a limit to the amount of people that you? I mean, obviously, when it's in house, the hall has a limit of people. When you're catering outside, do you say, well, if it's over so many, we just can't cope with them?
Yeah, I would need to check in with our chefs about if they have a limit.
Yeah.
I'm not conscious of us having been asked to cater for something and us knock it back on numbers.
Yep.
We certainly have had plenty of catering events where we've catered for 100.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, so.
Most things don't go over 100.
Yeah.
You know, most. All right, I've got to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with more.
Sometimes I go to work, I hope to get far. That's the kind of life I live. No time for worrying, no time for wishing. You do the work, I'll do the fishing. That's the kind of life I live. I've got no ties, no family, no strings to keep me home. Leave all my cares behind me. I just hit the road and roam. Call me a waster, no good and such. Call me a wanderer, don't matter much. That's the kind of life I live. I'll keep on going in the same old way. A good bit at night, three feeds a day. That's the kind of life I live. I go to work, I hope to get fired. That's the kind of life I live. No time for worrying, no time for wishing. You do the work, I'll do the fishing. That's the kind of life I live. Some people spend a lifetime saving every dollar and cent. But that won't happen in my time. Even get it, I've got it spent. Well, I tell you, friends, I'm on top of the world. Free as a bird, my wings are unfurled. That's the kind of life I live. Well, that's the kind of life I live. That's the kind of life I live.
That, of course, was Lee Kernighan, and that's the kind of life I live. You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. We're at 17 minutes to 1. 1 o'clock, we'll have the 1 o'clock news, and then we'll have our friend Peter, the private investigator, coming in to tell us what he's been up to. But we're talking to Cheryl at the Coa Community Cafe. Do yourself a favour, go up there one Thursday night. Go in and see what it's all about. You'll have a terrific meal and just pay what you can afford to pay. Now, you've got to fundraise, because if you're not getting an oncoming income, and probably some of the people just can't afford to pay that come, and you don't judge them on that. So I believe you've got something coming up in the an upcoming event.
Yeah, we are planning to run a music gig on the 22nd of August. We're still in the planning stages for this year's. We did it 2 years ago, and I think our president did swear she was never going to do it again, but it is happening again this year.
Why didn't she want to do it again? Too hard.
I think it was a bit of work, yeah. So, yeah, the last one was sort of from 4 p.m. in the Arvo till 11 o'clock at night. We had a range of local bands playing.
I was going to ask you what a music gig can cover all sorts of things. Mm. So you had local bands?
Yeah, yeah, and a really broad range of music styles.
Right. So something to suit the young ones and then the middle ages.
Yep, everyone was up dancing. We had a local a teenager group, and they were amazing. They had everyone up dancing.
Yep.
So we had food and some beverages for sale.
I was going to ask you, did you cater for that?
We certainly did, and we had a huge raffle. So I think we're kind of looking at something similar this year.
We're saying to people, put aside the 22nd of August,
yeah, it was a good night.
And we'll tell them a lot more about it because you're going to let me know and we'll do some CSA reads for you.
Yes, I believe the planning meeting for that is this coming Friday. So, yeah, stay tuned.
It's probably not hard to get bands, but you also want bands that people are going to listen to, don't you? And as you said, get up and dance.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was really fun. And we had a small cover charge last time. We'll do the same. I'm not quite sure what it'll be, but a good value for money.
You've got, well, apart from everything else, I mean, it's a fundraiser, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
it's
exactly
a fundraiser
right.
And get people up. And that'd obviously be a Saturday night, the 22nd.
Yeah, that's Saturday.
Have you got that with me? Now, just pardon me, I want to go back a stage right near the start of the interview. You talked about, you said something about during the opening hours, which I think was the library, but we haven't told people when you are open.
Yeah, so the dinner on a Thursday night starts at 6 p.m. We're usually finished by about 8 p.m. Yeah. Then we've got the Monday morsels, which is the brunchy one. Yes. Mondays 10 a.m. till 12.
10 till 12.
Yeah. And then we've got a variety of different activities occurring throughout the week. But the craft group is Monday morning. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Friday mornings.
When you mentioned, though, the pantry, which I had a look at, I didn't take anything, but I had a look, you know. So when is that open? Is that only open on the Monday morning, the Thursday night, or is it...
It's also open on the Friday mornings. While the craft's on. And what we do on the Friday, if we have any meals left over from Thursday night, we put those in the fridge in takeaway containers. So we do have a group who come in on Fridays who maybe don't want to do the really social thing on the Thursday night, and they can come and collect a meal from the fridge.
Oh, that's terrific. You cover all sorts of avenues, don't you? You cover the ones that can't afford a meal, some that can afford a bit of money, some that can afford to pay for their meal. But then you also, you cater for the people that, because when I was there, I see on a few of the tables, you could see that some of these people go every Thursday night.
Absolutely.
Because they knew each other really well.
Oh, yeah. And it's, we definitely have regulars. I think that we've got the table that sit closest to the window where we serve the food, a lot of those people have been coming from the outset. So
I can actually tell that because the way they were talking, that you could just pick that this group didn't just sit down by themselves.
No, that's, regular and reliable.
Yeah. I know you don't judge, do you get many homeless people that just walk in?
I would say that most of the time I wouldn't know. I don't know what people's situation is. Yep. We probably have some people that approach us privately if they're having some struggles with that sort of thing.
Yep.
And we are often kind of helping to link people into services as well.
Oh, you do that too?
Yeah, maybe providing them with some details about, what's available and where they can get help.
Because I think that, and I know I've covered this on a few different occasions with different people, the idea used to be that if you saw a person with their backside hanging out of their pants and dirty clothes and all that, that was the homeless. But we're talking now of young, particularly a lot of young ladies who got a couple of children who, through no fault of their own, find the domestic violence, find themselves homeless. And so there's young mums and children out there. You also, they tell me that the biggest cohort of homeless people are ladies over 50.
Mm.
They tell me that's a growing cohort and it's getting bigger all the time.
Yeah.
Because of divorce, a lot of them were out of the workforce for donkey's years. Husband finds a younger woman, and I know that's a stereotype, but I've heard all about these. And then, so he moves on. And all of a sudden, she hasn't got a lot of money. And they, I believe that is a big growing cohort. Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Cheryl from Coa Community Cafe. Now, we're fast running out of time, unfortunately. Always great to talk to Cheryl and find out what's going on. Do yourself a favour. It doesn't matter if you afford to go or not. Shoot down there on a Thursday night. Have a look at the place. I'm sure you'll be. And I'm sure with what Cheryl's been saying, even if you don't want to stay for a meal, I'm sure if you throw a few dollars in the donation box, because let's face it, a lot of people out there are doing very tough. And if you're doing it tough yourself, go down, have a talk to them and have a meal there. And as Cheryl's been saying, and even I now know that if you can't afford to pay, you don't pay. And if you can only afford to pay a few dollars, you pay a few dollars. So how are we going to find out more about the Coa Community Cafe, please?
I think your best bet is our Facebook page,
which is
Coha Community Cafe.
But it's all one big word?
No, it's three separate words. Facebook page. That's got a lot of info about what's going on, events that we've got happening. You can message us through that as well.
Yep.
That's probably the best way. We're at 25A Damons Road in Warburton.
Yep. Yep.
Which is on the other side of the river to the main shops.
It is, and that's where I got caught out. But anyway, that's another story.
And we're just past the Warburton Golf Club, so that's a nice little reference point. So
was it? It was too dark for me to see.
Yeah, it is a bit dark at the moment, unfortunately, but yeah.
I didn't know where I was. All right, so 6 to about 8 p.m. on a Thursday night.
Try and get there by 6. You get your little raffle ticket, which gives you your place in the queue.
Yep. And that, I like that, except I lost mine. Someone came up to me and said, "Are you Alan C?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You might want to take this with you." I said, "Oh, I lost it."
Yeah, you had a special one. Yes.
I dropped it. I shouldn't have had one, but anyway. So, and are you always, like this craft group and that, is it a select little group now or can
anyone's welcome and encouraged to come along to that.
And that's on a Monday between...
The craft one's on Fridays.
On a Friday?
Yeah.
And also the Monday morsels.
That's at 10 a.m. on a Monday.
And anybody can
come. Yeah, that's become a really popular... It's been growing in popularity. We're really happy with how that's going.
Is it? So, and that's more of a brunch.
Brunch, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good to me. And also, put in your diary now the 22nd of August. We'll be able to give you more details as it gets a bit closer for this music gig. Apart from everything else, sounds like it's going to be a good night out, and it also will put a few coffers into the bank account, hopefully, for the cafe.
And keep us chugging along.
Well, everything that goes in is coming back to the community, aren't they?
That's the idea, yeah.
All right. We're fast running out of time, but Cheryl, in the hope that we might encourage more people, because I'm sure you'd like volunteers, any more volunteers?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So what got Cheryl interested in going to the getting involved with the community cafe?
I was a new community member out in the Warburton area.
New community means what?
Like I just moved, from quite far away and saw a post in the news agents that we don't have anymore up on the window.
And
I took my family along, and that was back in 2011.
Yep.
And I'm still here.
So had you had, because, I mean, you're obviously there on a Thursday night, or not maybe not every Thursday night, but you're there, so you're part of it and you're part of the committee. Had you had a part in the community beforehand, or it was only when you got to Warburton that you got involved with the community?
Only upon my arrival, and I just heard about it, really. I didn't know about it before. So, and it's, I've kind of gotten involved and stayed around, and it's fun. It's about the people that you connect with. It's a really nice gathering place for the whole community.
It's a community, and I often talk about this, it's a community doing it for the community, isn't it? It's not some council or government or anything doing
it. It's very kind of from the ground up.
Yep.
And always has been. Yeah. So it's a really nice part about it.
So let me just ask you quickly, if someone's listening today and they want to volunteer, what sort of, well, not so much qualifications, but what would you like people to be able to do?
I think that there's a range of different roles. We always love people who like cleaning up and putting that sort of that end of the night pack up and clean up is an area that we always love help with. Probably during the day with the food prep, that's probably the area where we can always take new people.
And they don't have to have cooking skills, obviously, if you've got a chef.
No, there's lots of support and direction. I guess we're also interested in if anyone has good management and organise, like sort of more that governance experience. I reckon that's a role on our committee that we would really love, just some of that expertise. There's lots of different avenues.
The reason why I ask that, I mean, there are a lot of retirees between here and Warburton. There are quite a few in Hillsville, Yarra Glen, not so much Yarra Glen, that's probably going to be a bit far, but down Wurrialik, Launch Place, there are a lot of volunteers down there. And very often, unfortunately, they're sitting on the couch not doing much.
Mm.
And that's not very good for their own well-being either. So,
yeah, so I think, if there was somebody that had some skills that they used to apply in their workplace, you know, maybe marketing skills, those sort of things, we would love to hear from people that have those sorts of abilities that they could channel into us.
There will be out there. There will be people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We all retire and the experience that you've had is lost if you're just going to sit at home, and it's not good for your health either.
Yeah, no, there's lots of opportunities. So yeah, if anyone is interested and has a particular skill that they'd like to, you know, kind of put to us, very happy to hear, and probably popping in or messaging us through our Facebook page
or on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
To find out more, go to Cheryl at to go to COHA, KOHA Community Cafe on Facebook, and I guess if anybody's got a few dollars they'd like to throw at COHA, I'm sure you're not going to say no.
No, we wouldn't say no.
Cheryl, it's been great to have you in again. It was mind-boggling when I got out there to see just how it all comes together.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting a meal anything like that you do give, because I know a lot of organisations can only afford to do sandwiches, things like that. But
that's a fairly consistent what you would get. That's representative of every week at COHA.
No worries. I've got to go. Thank you very much for your
time. Thank you.
And we'll talk to you again.